Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So this situation wasn't our bingo card. On Friday, the Ravens announced that Lamar practiced in full. Jason and I were under the assumption he was going to play on Sunday. Then Saturday morning, first there's the Ian Rappaport report that he just worked with the scout team. The spread went immediately from 6.5 to 3.5. Then about an hour later, the Ravens announced that they've changed his status retroactively from full to limited, and he's out on Sunday. And then the spread moved again. Weird. After the game yesterday, here's Harbs trying to explain it.
Well, the status was pretty much the status all the way through. We were hoping we weren't going to rule him out before we had to. I think at the end of the day, it just the conversations that were had, you know, they just didn't feel like the two games in the 5 days would be the thing to do, you know. So that comes back to us. And when you hear that as a coach, that's what you do. So with him not practicing, with the first offense throughout the week, it's just getting Tyler ready to go, and we're going to go play football with Tyler. And if Lamar would have come back, I mean, you know, if it could have happened, as a coach, I'd have put him in there. And Tyler, you'd understood that, right? That would have been the way it would have gone. But he didn't get to the point where I think they felt comfortable with that part of it. The other part of it, I'm not involved in those rules. I don't know those particular rules. So that's that was probably, I think, in their defense, you know, he practiced a full practice. I think they felt like because he did the same number of reps, it was a full practice. But when you dig in and you read the rule, at the end of the day, it wasn't right. So that's what it was. That's why as soon as we found out, we changed it.
You said they. Who's they? Who makes that?
Yeah, that's in the training room and the PR and the other side. It's not in the football side. The medical side.
John, do you expect
them? But it's an honest mistake. I mean, it really is an honest mistake. I can tell you this. Nobody's trying to hide anything. I mean, there's no advantage.
No. Total
There's no advantage to be gained with that. I mean, it was he practiced. His status was what it was. He was questionable. I do think if we'd have had the old status, maybe they would have said doubtful.
Still could do that.
Maybe. I don't know. But questionable or out. You know, we weren't going to say out.
Until you got around to doing
until
it.
Until Saturday when that conversation was had on the medical side.
So what he meant was you can't do probable anymore. It's just questionable and out. You could still – questionable, doubtful, and out. You could still say doubtful.
You could have listed him as doubtful.
Yes, you could have. He got that a little backwards. So that was a lot. And you also have, which I think is a huge part of this, Jason, the landscape in the world of gambling with what's going on in the NBA. And this line was whether they intentionally did it or not. The line got manipulated all over the place over those 24 hours, which when the league is in bed with the gambling companies.
Oh, yeah.
That's a bad look. That's a horrible. The optics are horrible.
And look, Harv's been coaching in this league damn close to 20 years. Don't tell me you got nothing to do with injury reports and you got nothing to do with designations and you don't know how the rules work. Look, he knew Lamar Jackson wasn't taking reps with the regular offense in a week where, especially come Friday, nobody's really doing anything. And he wasn't even doing stuff with the big boys. He's doing it with the scout team.
Yeah.
And to call that a full practice is doesn't matter what I think. I think it's beyond disingenuous. We'll see what the league thinks of it because the league is going to do something.
I think they're
going to
hit hard.
They're going to do something. How significant? I don't know. Slap on the wrist, it usually is. But the bottom line is this is so much more trouble than it's worth. It's such a bad look. Why is it always OTA? Why are we always skirting with stuff like this. I just, it's so on brand for them, yet they act like they're above the fray.
And him saying at the end of that quote, well, there's no real advantage in doing it. Come on,
they do
man.
It all the time.
Like, why when you play a team on the West Coast, for example, a couple weeks ago, the Rams, you put out your injury report 3 hours later.
Yeah.
Why do you do that? Like, why during a press conference do you give the rebuttal? Well, wait for the injury report to come out.
Yeah.
Because you see it as an inherent
yes.
advantage.
If they have to take an hour to do something different, it's an hour they didn't do for this.
Exactly. If the shoe was
if
on the other
if it throws them off even a little yeah. bit, how could that be a bad thing?
Yes.
So I'm thinking at least big fine here.
Because yeah, I mean, of the optics. What's a big fine for these teams that, I mean, if the franchise is worth $7 billion,
I get it, but
fine?
To the lay person, it'll look like a big fine. But sure. You're right. It's all relative.
Maybe it's a draft pick. Who knows?
Yeah, I think because of the NBA situation, it changes the whole landscape of this whole thing.
And again, it's just an unforced error. It's just so much more trouble than it's worth to create this whole faux cloak and dagger aura of mystery. If he's with the scout team, he's not really practicing. Yeah. So just say you didn't practice.
Yeah.
I mean, right. like...
And if Rappaport didn't have the report Saturday morning, no one did.
And by the way, just a quick thing. Rappaport didn't get that from Lamar's agent because Lamar doesn't have an agent. So he had to get it from somebody in the Ravens building. Alas. Coming up next...
Are we 1,000% convinced that Lamar's playing in this game?
I think he's playing.
1,000%?
I
don't know if
are
I
you
want
full-blown committed?
I think
are
he's
you full-blown guaranteeing he plays in this game?
I think he's playing.
I feel pretty confident.
Plus,
that
it's
he's
in
playing.
South Florida in front of his friends and family. Yeah. I think he's playing.
1,000%. I don't know if I'll go that far, but okay. I am pretty confident that he is playing.
Coming up next, Ravens win 30-16. It's six-pack time. Six-pack of defensive observations, and we'll give them to you next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.